This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
Back of the Nest preview show, sponsored by Pitch Sport. Available to download on the App Store and Google Play. PitchDMM.com.
Welcome one and all to the Back of the Nest Preview Podcast. I'm your host, Terence Ford, and along with my trusty steeds, Albert Curley and Sam Hesketh in tow, it's time to build you up to this weekend's trip to the home of the Blunted Blades, relegated Sheffield United. This show is sponsored by Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com and use BOTN at checkout for 20% off and free shipping.
Alexa, play Back of the Nest Podcast.
Playing Back of the Nest. CPFC podcast from Amazon Music.
Back of the Nest, now on your Alexa device and Amazon Music.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yes, welcome everyone to the show. After a week off in support of the social media boycott, we are back. I'd like to say bigger and better, but we're just pretty much the same, although Sam Hesketh does have a spanking new haircut.
I do. There was no spanking involved in the haircutting.
Although there might be some spanking because Vanessa was a big fan.
I'm saying nothing. Albert's face also makes me want to say nothing. So
Albert, on the other hand, doesn't need haircuts.
Nope. Nature takes care of most of that for me.
And except the rest, we use Manscaped.
Apart from, I mean, it's feast or famine for me.
Already on his second lawnmower 3.0. Yeah. And that's not slagging off the product. It's just
battery's given up the ghost.
It's more of a comment on Albert. Right, let's have some beer first.
I'm thirsty. I want a beer. What about you? You want a beer?
Oh, I've got a fruit sour this week. I like a fruit sour.
And what beer are you drinking?
This is a mango blackberry sour ale.
Of course it is.
It says mango life. Only pawn in the game of life. Oh, mango. Only pawn in the game of life. It's a small batch. It's American. Brewed and canned by a Thin Man Brewery at Buffalo. Shout out Buffalo.
One of my favourite bands are from Buffalo. Just put that out there.
Is anyone going to ever heard of them?
If you like hardcore, maybe.
I mean, I am hardcore. So
you are hardcore. Anyone listens to Every Time I Die, well done for you, but don't drink the beer from that town.
How do you know? Hang on, wait. It might be delicious.
I mean, mango is in my top three fruits.
And what's the other two?
Seeing as you've asked, I'll tell you the other two. Pineapple. No, it's not happy with that.
Well, I like pineapple.
Sam pulled a face.
Well, particularly on pizza.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Come on.
Third one, just a normal apple.
There's many apples, mate.
Okay, do you want me to get specific?
Yeah.
Pink Lady or a Jazz from the fridge.
See, none of this is helping. In my mind, the entire time when you said your three favourite fruits, I thought you was going to come out with some like 80s Jim Davidson joke or
Absolutely
something.
Absolutely not. No, I'm not surprised you've gone, oh, but mango, pineapple, jazz apple. I think I've had a beer with that in.
Well, I mean, can you see?
What colour is that?
It looks like the water at the bottom of like a dish, you know, dishwasher. Yes,
that's what it looks like. It looks like my daughter went to forest school today. She does it like an hour and a half, I think, at forest school once a week. And it looks like she's brought home some muddy water in a glass.
Does it taste like muddy water?
No, it doesn't. It does taste like mangoes and blackberries. So
it looks like a low grade gravy.
It's not amazing.
I'm sitting here slagging Terence's beer off. I haven't got a beer, but I think I'd rather that, judging by what he's pouring down his lug hole.
Talking about my daughter and going to schools and stuff, I was standing outside the nursery and some weirdo was like staring me out the other day, and I was thinking the whole time, like, that guy was really looking at me, like, but thought nothing else of it. And I get home and I get a text from Albert saying that it's your mate.
My mate Paul. You've been spotted.
Wasn't really an organic spot because apparently we've had beers together once before.
Wow, yeah. He said it was the voice that he heard you. I don't know what you were saying, but he said he heard you talk and that was confirmation. Oh yeah, that's him from the pod. Oh no.
He's had enough.
Now it's just me and you, isn't it?
I fucking dare you.
Just in case this stays in, listeners, Terence has completely vanished from our interface. So it's now just the Albert and Hesketh show, which, let's be honest, it's
what people come here for.
The master plan has finally come to fruition.
Terence always starts with, here's the plan that we're talking about this week.
Yeah.
Albert and I ignore it. Take the piss out of beer, make faces at each other on the webcam.
Do you think he snaps? Do you think he's like, I've had enough of them talking to me about beer?
That's one mango and sour apple joke too many.
I'll show them. No, he's crying into it, which probably make it taste better, to be honest.
We're going to await the panicked WhatsApp message telling us we have to go out and come in again.
He's not. There he is.
Never mind all that.
Don't worry. Just carry on. We covered it. It's fine. You don't have to write any editing notes for the producer. Carry on.
You say that, but now the recording is now only at 13 seconds, as you can see. So who knows? Maybe something happened. Maybe didn't. Who knows? But yeah, I could see you. Can?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
Could you hear us?
I could hear you.
Oh no!
Oh shit!
And you were cutting right to my craft beer core. But what I was going to get at was your mate saying that it was the voice that he got. So what are we saying here? That I'm the Morgan Freeman of South Norwood?
If I mean, how strong is that beer?
I did have one before as well. Not one of these. I don't know. It doesn't say.
What did you have before? Carling?
No, obviously not. I had a Tropica from Tiny Rebel.
Friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
Ex-friends of the show. Yeah.
I mean, as far as I can see, it doesn't say what strength this beer is. Is that legal in America that you can do that?
No, that's because it's so strong that you actually can't see it anymore.
It's because it's turned you blind.
It's so strong it's made me think I'm Morgan Freeman.
That's a good selling point.
Yeah, especially when you've got a voice like mine. Could be worse, though. I could have a voice like yours, Hesketh, so.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't wish out on anyone, too far.
Right, today started with the news that we've got a Prime documentary, and Albert, it's the documentary.
It's that we thought it had gone away. Mm. Yeah, so I wasn't too up to speed with what happened with that because, I mean, it was 10 years ago, like, that it was all recorded.
That, yeah, I don't know. I think how I sort of understood it was they were just sort of an independent fly in the wall kind of thing that came in and they were just going to be hovering in the background for the season. And then my understanding of what happened is that basically what they pulled together, Parrish thought it was shit. And that was the end of that. And it was just
Not the bit that we were in, though.
Well, I wasn't in that, so I was.
Well,
I
yeah, we could have done with your dulcet tones.
Well, you know, if Morgan Freeman was in it, they might have been able to release it earlier, but alas, not. But no, they yeah. So it just apparently just wasn't very good. They thought it was a bit amatory. It's just I'm sort of maybe I'm misremembering from what I heard years ago, but that's kind of what I seem to remember about it. And then I think in the last couple of years, the club's procured the footage from them for a price, and then they've taken it and then chopped it together with a bunch of interviews that they've conducted over the last year with players who were playing in and around the time. And yeah, so that's where we're at. And apparently it's really good. I mean, Chris Grierson seems to be really, really happy with it. But I mean, it's made by an aspiring TV maker who's at university, Palace fan. So I don't know, on one hand, I feel like that's a good thing because he's a Palace fan and he should understand our sentiment and things like that. But you know, at the same time, I was thinking has to give more like someone like Michael Fassbender, it would have been more appropriate for a big epic season, you know.
Well, they could have pulled in contact from Albert.
Mm.
Who do you know? Why is Bill Nye not doing the voiceover?
He might have done the has he not done the voiceover?
He probably has, to be fair.
I don't know.
Tom Hardy did the Tottenham one, didn't he?
I mean, I assume he's a Spurs fan.
And I can't remember who did the City one.
Noel Gallagher.
I haven't watched the City one yet. I did watch the Spurs one. And it took
the City one's just boring.
Yeah, it is. They win all the time. The only good bits are 10 seconds where Pep bangs on about how good Palace are.
Yeah, but I saw that clip on Twitter, so that was all I needed.
Yeah,
but, well, there you go. Yeah,
but obviously, with the Spurs one, I think we talked about it at the time. I watched it just because Jose's box office, isn't he? And they knew it as well because they just sort of brushed over Pochettino in about 1 minute, 45 seconds of footage, yeah. And then all of a sudden Jose was manager. Brilliant.
Pochettino was like a pre-credit sequence in a Bond film. It was like, just got bumped off, just like meaningless like B character just got bumped off just to get Mourinho in.
Yeah, but sadly we haven't got Mourinho in. But no,
I do feel that they should have listened to our last pod when you made an amazing 5 minute stand on just why Jose would be great for us and we would be great for Jose. I feel like we weren't listened to by those people.
Mm.
Or if we were, they ignored us. And
they're saving the Mourinho announcement for series two of our Prime documentary.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be like The Empire Strikes Back of the trilogy. Mourinho's going to come in and it's going to go really gloomy.
what's the one with the Ewoks in it? That's the third one, isn't it?
Yes, the third one. Return of the Jedi. So who would that be? That would be like that'd be Padre coming back.
Well, Melee Jedi.
That's a better idea.
But yeah,
who's the Phantom Menace?
That's a good question.
There's really libelous answers, and I'm not going to say.
Oh my god.
That's going to get beeped out. Let's move. That's going to get beeped out.
He did like apparently.
No. Because now you've given it away again.
You shouldn't laugh and joke about these things, really, should we?
That's why we're going to beep over it.
I was going to drop in Jar Jar Wanks, but I don't think that's going to work.
Far more innocent. That's like we could have said that before we said a name, and then we could have let people draw their own conclusions.
Anyway, Mourinho ain't coming.
Yeah.
Move on.
And a King Crosswalker. I'm trying. What was it? A zebra crossing? Oh, let's just leave this alone. Let's move on, shall we? But yeah, back to Mourinho. Jesse Boyce from FYP did message me and say that I should have clipped that. I had him believing that Mourinho was going to come. So. But alas, he's not. But for the Prime documentary, do you want to announce this, Albert? It was your idea. Do you want to tell the listeners what we're going to do? Or just tell everyone, including Back of the Nest, what we're going to do?
Yeah, we're gonna do some review podcasts. We're assuming it all comes online at once and we can all binge it. I mean, I won't be doing that because, you know, busy. But yeah, we're gonna watch it and then hopefully record, I'm guessing, 5 episodes reviewing and going back and reminiscing about something that's very recent. So, you know, for anyone who's got short-term memory loss who might not remember it after watching it, they can listen to us dissect it with our critical, keen eyes. So keep an eye out for that. When does it come out? June.
Was it June or July? I can't remember.
It's June.
Oh, so it's end of season. So there you go. It's an excuse for us to get together again on a weekly basis. For fuck's sake.
In case you miss our acerbic wit.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
For like a week, we come back.
So yeah. If your thing is us three, I don't know, talking about how Owen Garvin run for 30 minutes, then it's probably the podcast for you. But yeah, we'll obviously put more of that on the socials as the time approaches, and yeah, look forward to doing that. Should be a good laugh and something different. God, I'd like a documentary. This is the 20-year anniversary on the day recording of Stockport Away. And today I shared on Twitter a clip that I found of Jonathan Pierce from his Capital Gold days commentating on the Dougie Friedman winner. And we're going to play you that clip now.
Of a fantastic, dramatic nationwide league season. Barnet relegated from the third division, Brighton champs, Millwall winners of the second division, Luton relegated, Fulham champions of the first division, relegated, QPR, Tranmere, but not Crystal Palace. Saved today, the nights for celebration and dancing. Anyone fancy a boogie, a freed man tonight, Palace out of jail. Good night. Corner kick then by Scott Thompson. Dinks in. Austin goes for the flick on. Oh, he got off the line. Pulled off the line. It was Clark who got it away. Palace so close then to taking the lead. Freeman holds. He went to the left. It bounces away. Flash is Corley. Four sides on the belly. He's brought down. Forsell goes down, and no spot kick given. Freeman cutting to the edge of the penalty. Jinx wide this time against Flynn. Can pull the cross back in. Morrison sticks on out. Oh, he did it wide. And the space away from goal. He turned and spun it wide. Had no idea where the goal was. It was instinct. Touch trap for Crystal Palace. Freeman into the stop for penalty. Still digging Freeman. Still digging Freeman.
Like, this is like that's my childhood. That, like, listening to Capital Gold on the ropey medium wave radio, recording it up, you know, that sort of the commentary I used to play back all the time. You were shaking your head there, Albert.
He definitely got value for money out of Boogie Woogie Doogie, didn't he?
Well, I think that was the ending clip of the show. So he was introducing the commentary, the highlight commentary from the game. So, you know,
just really ramming the point home that those words rhyme, even though they really don't belong together in football commentary. But whatever.
I don't know. I loved Jonathan Pierce on Capital Gold, and it.
Oh, I love him as well.
He definitely. He changed, you know, he changed when he went on to TV commentary. When he went on to like, you know, with visuals, it was very different. I think there was a lot more,
a bit like this podcast.
Yeah, he became a lot more conscious about what he was saying and stuff like that. Where he just never used to care, and there's just loads of passion. You know, he has a tie into Palace. I think some of these kids are Palace fans, if I remember rightly.
I've told you I think I've said it several times this podcast. When I saw him getting in his car at the car park, I just felt compelled to shout robot wars at him.
After that Stockport game,
literally in the car park going home from that Stockport game. Obviously, I hadn't heard the commentary at that point because I was in the stadium, and then it was like, oh, there's PSC, and it just came out robot wars, because it was, you know, it was that time of life, and I was a big fan of Sergeant Bash. And that's not, and that's not another Neil Shipperley reference.
Still a big fan of Sergeant Bash, I would imagine. If they rejigged Robot Wars for what, like an eighth iteration, you could do a robot called Doogie Boogie Woogie Boy.
Unbelievable.
what would his finishing move be?
Fucking off to Bolton.
Oh, before giving a great interview to us.
Yeah, it has to be said before coming on this pod and giving us a exclusive interview.
Thanks, Dougie, for taking like 2 hours out of your day to chat to us all the way back then. We really appreciated it. Were you at our game, Hesketh?
I was. Yeah. I didn't see nor shout at Jonathan Pearce, unfortunately, but I was there.
Mad day, wasn't it? So what was that then? 18, 19. I think it was just before my 19th. I actually cried that day. I got so emotional at the end of it. We just got to the club coach, shout out Coach Two Crew from back in the day. And cried a little bit. Very stressful one. Do you remember thinking, now it can never get any worse than this as a Palace fan? How could it get worse than this?
Yeah. We're stupid.
I don't know.
On the pitch at the end?
I didn't get on. I was just a little bit too far back. And I don't even remember trying to get on it. I just felt like, oh, I can't be arsed. It's so far.
I went on in what I would call the second wave. Mm. It wasn't the initial rush.
Yeah.
But me and my mate Steve, we were only like 16. We were like, should we do this? Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Got on there. And then got off again very quickly.
When you look back now, you like and you see the footage, you wish it was on there in the first wave, so you could be on the camera footage. That would have been amazing. But
my brother nicked a handful of turf. I don't know if he still got it.
What did you go? I would have gone and tried to pick up the bit that Friedman scored from, like this specific part of turf over here. But great day, fantastic day. But I can't believe it's been 20 years.
That's mad.
How can we be sitting here reminiscing over games that were 20 years ago? We're not old enough.
Well, it turns out we are.
Evidently, we are. We'll be back in stadiums. It's been announced that we are going to be allowed, some of us at least, to go to the game at Selhurst Park against Arsenal, penultimate game of the season. Now, Albert, you won't be coming.
Nope.
Unless you renew your season ticket, like now, you could do it now, and then you'd probably be eligible.
Oh, really?
Do you have 5,500 points?
It's been so long since I've looked. No, I don't think I've got 5,000.
Yeah, so I think you probably need maybe over 4,000 to have a shot. I reckon would probably get you one of them. But I don't know. Hesketh, you obviously went to the Spurs game. It looks like unlikely you're going to be able to get one.
Yeah, it does. I guess the only way is if... Because 6,500 people, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't see 6,500 people not taking up the offer. If they don't, and I can jump in somehow, I will.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it'll be an interesting one. Cause I think you'll have a fair shot. Because most of the people with a really high amount of points are going to be the people who went to the Spurs game. And then once, you've got to remember, it is a Tuesday night. It is a 7 o'clock kick, or Tuesday or Wednesday night, whatever it is. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Might be difficult for people to get to. I don't know. I think you might have a shot. I, on the other hand, haven't risked it. Me and a few of us have got some corporate seats, 205 quid, including VAT, for a meal in the three course meal in the Legends Bar and complimentary alcohol all night. So,
Albert, was your invitation to the box lost in the post?
It's not a box, and I was added onto someone else's as to make up a six. So it wasn't my idea. I was just said I'll cover it.
Well,
you guys can organise one of your own. It's not that hard.
Albert can't even organise renewing his season ticket.
Doing it
as we speak, you're doing it.
It's a couple. I've got to do my son's as well, so I think I have to do it over the phone. I mean, that's going to cost me about 12 quid, let's be honest.
And four rounds of Gladwell over as well.
Oh, love it.
Gladwell over, goal music. I saw this going around on Twitter the other day. Should we stop it after we score, Hesketh? Yes or no?
No. I'm a traditionalist.
Albert?
Well, that's, you know, the CD doesn't risk getting like run out anytime soon through overuse. So yeah, let's persevere until it gives up the ghost.
Don't we have the original 7-inch platinum version of it? Don't we? Didn't we manage to procure it? Like Steve Parish won it in an auction or something.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
So genuinely, or the gold disc, whichever one, but it might have been platinum, whichever one it was. Yeah, he managed to get an auction, and only for like 400 quid as well. When you think how synonymous it is with Palace, it was. I was like, God, if I was in the auction, I might have had to battle it out with him or something like that for that amount. You know, I've spent more money on worse things related to Palace. So,
I would love to have seen you trying to outbid Steve.
I'd just love to drive it up. Just, you know, for a laugh.
401
1,000. Yeah, I think I might lose that one, but there you go. Yeah, so good luck to anyone who's getting tickets for that. Exciting to be back in, and hopefully all goes well, and then by next season we'll be back in once again with a new manager and everything in charge, but who knows.
Back of the Nest, sponsored by Pitch Sport. Funtime videos, choose your match day squad, post match ratings, and much more. Available to download on the App Store and Google Play. PitchDMM.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is Plush Care. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And then, of course, over the period of the weekend, the under-18s, Hesketh, smashed Brighton 5-1. Shame it fell on a weekend where there was a social media boycott, because I reckon the social media team would have loved getting into that, particularly Wells Morrison.
Yeah, it was a great result. Any time that we go away to Brighton and hammer them is fun. But like you say, Wells Morrison, who scored two on the day, kissing the badge in celebration, kissed the badge at the end of the game as well. Knew the camera was there, knew what he was doing. You love to see it. Get him on the subs bench at least by the end of the season for that alone.
I mean, it looks like I could shoulder barge him off the ball. He just looks so young and like scrawny. But yeah, I'm all for it. If he's going to kiss the badge, well, he's, you know, I keep saying boyhood Palace fan, but I mean, he is still a boy. He's still in his boyhood. So yeah, love it. But love it. Yeah, that keeps Palace joint top of the under-18s league. Or we might still be 3 points clear with Fulham having a game in hand. But Fulham have a much healthier goal difference than us. And of course, we beat Fulham twice this season as well. So it seems mad that we might lose a league to them. But can you see them slipping up anywhere, Hesketh? They look pretty strong.
Yeah, they look pretty good. We've sort of been neck and neck with them for most of the season, I think, haven't we? So Hopefully. I don't know who they're playing, to be honest, but it'd be nice for our first year as a Category 1 academy to win the league and I think go through to a playoff game against whoever wins in the North.
Yeah, I think it's still Man United. I think Man United are still going to win it. I think they did lose to Leeds on the weekend, but it looks like it's going to be Man United. So that'll be a tough game. And then European Tour.
It's promising, though, isn't it? It's obviously, we know about some of the names and some of them have signed pro deals already, but like I've watched, I think all or most of the 18's games that we've put on YouTube or the Palace app, and they're just really good. Like, obviously, it's easy to get hyped up when the first team aren't doing great. I mean, to that point, I watched the women's team at the weekend because their game was on YouTube. Scored a screamer and a last-minute scrambled winner. And I'm like, I don't get that from the men's team either. So if, you know, we'll take these wins where we can get them. But yeah, the 18s, the hype seems to be very real. So hopefully we can carry that on.
Can you see if Roy does leave at the end of the season, outside chance of Paddy McCarthy to come in as Paddy's manager, take over the senior team?
Long odds.
I mean, you've seen teams doing it recently, though. It's kind of like gone old school, isn't it? Because this is how it always used to happen. You sort of, the assistant was always being groomed to become the manager when the current manager left, kind of scenario.
Yeah, there was something on The Athletic recently about how a lot of English teams are promoting from within, because it's a sort of German model that's done really well and like borne a lot of fruit lately.
And it's also saves you a lot of money as well.
Yeah, exactly. It saves you money. They know all of the players, because obviously they'd know the first teamers, but then they'd know the younger players too. So I can definitely see why it works in a lot of cases. Whether it would work at Palace, I don't think we'd ever bite the bullet to do it. I mean, purely because our whole thing is we have to stay in the league. But I mean, if Paddy carries on with the under 18s as he is for another year or two, who knows?
Yeah. Albert, is it a risk you'll take? Or you like go out and get someone big, someone we don't know? What do you fancy?
No disrespect, I don't fancy Paddy McCarthy. I don't know. It's always tricky with a manager.
If you don't fancy him, you've never seen him singing Elvis on karaoke after a Player of the Year awards. Because if you have, then you'd definitely fancy him.
I'll let you dwell on that. I think it's the hardest position to fill at a football club. You know, we always talk about, oh, we need a striker, but when it comes to managers, it's like, you know, there's never an obvious candidate. You know, anyone that's doing well abroad is, or probably quite happy in their job, and anybody who's sort of unfashionable and unheard of, it's a bit like, we'll lose this guy. So you know, we've done all the obvious ones. You know, I can't see Allardyce getting another bite or anything like that.
I was going to say, do you think we're going to start again? So Pulis will come in.
Reset the clock.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. I don't think I could go for a third Warnock spell, if I'm honest. Probably struggle with that. I think you asked me this question the other day, who I'd fancy and ask if, and I'm, like I said, someone I've never heard of from like Portugal or Germany or Spain. Manager I've never heard of. I'd have to Google him, find out who he is. Hit up Wikipedia.
Eduardo Howe.
If my name was Eduardo Howe, I'd be managing Real Madrid. What did Allardyce say? Aladici, wasn't it?
Sam Aladici. No, if you stop drinking fucking pints of red wine, you might be in with a chance of managing Real Madrid. Yeah.
If you stopped getting caught out by undercover stings whilst drinking pints of wine.
How do you say brown envelope in Spanish?
I mean, Tony Pulis had a brown episode, the brown envelope episode as well.
A brown episode?
Brown episode?
You've got one of them in your pint glass, haven't you?
Yeah, it's hard to drink the entire pint of this, I'm not going to lie. I'm halfway through. I'm grinning and bearing it, but it's pretty it's kind of yogurty at the end. It's really weird.
Oh, for God's sake.
For people listening who can't see what Terence is drinking, of all of the things we've seen him drink, this is remarkably bad.
I had a bad stomach a couple of weeks ago and it's reminded me of that.
Yeah.
If you want to look me up on Untapped, I'll put a picture on there and you'll be able to see it.
Is that like a beer Tinder?
It's basically a beer rating app, yeah. So you go on, you add your beers.
Swipe right.
People can see what you've been liking.
It tastes like shite. Swipe right.
It's ranked at 3.63, to be fair. It's not a bad rating for it. But alas. Should we talk about Sheffield United then?
Go on then. What are their pluses and minuses, Terence? Well,
they have no pluses. They only have minuses.
I imagine relegation's quite a big minus.
Oh, no, I apologise. They have one strength, which is protecting the lead. I think that's because they took the lead once and they won the game. So they're 100% good at protecting the lead.
These algorithms are very shady.
Yeah, I mean, apparently I saw a little note that says strengths and weaknesses and styles are calculated from statistics of each player's and team's last two seasons. So it's taken into account Sheffield United's decent season last year as well. But they're weak at keeping possession of the ball, avoiding fouling in dangerous areas, defending against attacks down the wings, defending set pieces. And those are weak. There's very weak as well. Finishing scoring chances, defending against long shots, defending against through balls, defending against skillful players, defending counterattacks. So basically reading this, there's zero surprise that they've been relegated, to be honest. They've lost six of their last seven games in the Premier League. They've failed to score in five of their last seven.
Oh, dear.
There's been under 2.5 goals in seven of their last eight matches. Oh, that's against us in all competitions. But they did their last home game. They did win, Hesketh, 1-0 against Brighton in their last home game. So finding some form at the right time.
Yeah, finding some form against the best team to find form against. hopefully that has since gone out of the window and they're back to usual.
They've been spanked 4-0 since then away from home. But we did say this last time, right, Albert? On the pod, we were very much saying that they hadn't won yet, had they? And they was said inevitably this was going to be their first win of the season. So are we being too down on ourselves this year? Roy has quite easily basically dealt with the teams in the bottom three. So should it be any different this weekend?
Hopefully we can... I don't know. It's just give up trying to fucking predict which is kind of the point of this podcast. Just don't know. We just, you know, we just blow so hot and cold. I mean, they've only got pride to play for. Are we really playing for anything at the moment? I'd argue, while we can all say, oh, those league places are worth £1 million, do the players give a shit if they're not in danger of going down? So, yeah, I'd be surprised if anybody other than a Palace fan actually tunes in to watch this game, because Sheffield United fans, I don't know why they'd want to tune in. I'm 50-50. neutrals, forget it.
Yeah, do you remember back at the beginning of the season when they were putting games on pay-per-view? This is one of those ones that would have done very poor numbers. Very, very poor indeed. But yeah, it's just so funny. You see the adverts on Sky or BT and they're properly trying to, you know, give over that the game means something. But Albert, if we do win, we are mathematically safe. So we do have that to play for, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's the straw that Roy Hodgson will be clutching to try and...
You know. Unless we lose, and then you'll say, well, we're so, it doesn't matter, statistics, whatever. Albert, I mean, Hesketh, sorry, 3 o'clock kickoff, which you yeah. said, what was it before we started recording to me? Rarity, I believe was the word.
A rarity, yes. To me, this season has been the season of Palace playing at, you know, 4:37 on a Wednesday afternoon. So getting a Saturday kickoff at 3 o'clock seems like an absolute crazy thing to happen. However, you inform me that I am wrong.
This is Palace's 10th Premier League game of the season at 3 o'clock, which is more than any other team in the division. So if we're feeling like that, can you imagine what other fans of the other 19 teams are feeling like? They must feel like they never play at three. It'd be like, God, let us play Palace so we can get a 3 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday.
Yeah,
but I guess it kind of, if you're not glad to the games, it doesn't really matter, right? So the 3 o'clock on a Saturday thing for me, I prefer, because, you know, it is my Saturday. That's what I do. I go, like, you know, do something with the missus in the morning, then, you know, go and meet up at midday, and then, you know, have just end up in really ropey bars in South Norwood, like 11 p.m. just having pissed up, enjoying a victory or mourning a defeat, whatever. But
yeah, when it's on TV, does it matter?
Not really. The only thing, the only change is that I have to constantly check to see whether there's a Palace match on. I mean, usually I find out about halfway through us doing this pod.
I mean, it has never, ever been said before we hit record, who are we playing, by anyone on this pod, ever. At this point, Albert, are we mislabeling this, calling it the preview pod? Do we need to find a different name for it?
No, because we're all learning together, aren't we?
Yeah, how many years we've been learning now to try and preview these games?
Every day's a school day, mate.
Indeed. What else we got? Eze has netted 2 goals in the last 3 games against Sheffield United. 1 for us earlier this season, that beautiful solo goal that I was kept getting informed that it was being voted for London Goal of the Year, but does that really matter? I don't know. They gave Roy Hodgson an award as well, so it can't be.
London Goal of the Year? What sort of bookie award is that?
There's the London Football Awards, so he was nominated for the London Goal of the Season, and they gave Roy Hodgson an award for outstanding services to football or something.
Does it have to be scored in London?
No, you just have to be for a London team.
Right.
You wouldn't know about it because you're a Watford fan. So
yeah,
you guys are outside, left on the red carpet. They're like, your name's not there, you're not coming in.
I've got an 0208 phone number. Thank you very much.
Okay. On the downside, Sheffield United have beaten us in their last three trips to Bramall Lane. Last season, was it not last season? We wasn't there last season, were we? The season before was it second or third game of the season, or was it opening game of the season?
Yeah, it was last season.
God, how was that last?
It seems
like forever ago.
Years ago.
Wow, that I mean, it was dreadful.
Yeah, we got tucked up. Guaita.
I remember.
Was it his fault? He did parry it out, I guess. I mean, it wasn't just his, but we were awful in that game.
Yeah, we were generally awful.
I remember being in a pub before the game and there was a couple of Sheffield United fans giving a shit because we came from London. And I gave loads of shit back and then spent the rest of the afternoon hoping I didn't bump into him after the game.
Yeah, well, we've got the London Football Awards. So who's the real winner here?
I still think it might be us, to be honest. I don't know. Well, we'll be in the Premier League next season. Now, who are the real winners here? No, I kid, obviously. I kid.
Trash talking all those Sheffield United fans who are listening to this pod.
Yes,
the listenership's going to absolutely plummet after this.
Yeah, talking of Yorkshire, I might get Barnes. My sister's best mate's a Barnsley fan, so we're hoping they get to the playoff final for a trip to Wembley. I'll take that. The only real team in Barnes in Yorkshire, obviously. The only real team in Barnsley. Actually, saying that, do we want Barnsley to come up? Hesketh, we normally do shit against them. So
I've never been to Barnsley away, to be fair, so I wouldn't mind it.
You've never been to Barnsley? Seems it. Incredulous.
I certainly haven't been there outside of football anyway, but I've never seen Palace at Barnsley. It's one of the few.
That's so bizarre. We've played them so many times in the. Yeah. Going to Palace regularly.
Yeah. It's the two grounds that I really want to check off my list because we played them a million times over gone is Barnsley and Nottingham Forest. Never done them.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there was one year at Barnsley. It was a brilliant one. We smashed them. I think it was Andy Johnson was playing for us. We maybe won 4-1 or something. That was brilliant. It's one of my favourite ever photos I've ever taken at a game of football. There was about 200 of us there on a Tuesday night, and they scored. Vaz Tay scored after 6.5 seconds to put them 1-0 up, and. I think we did equalise at some point, but then they scored a winner. But I've got this great picture of just this old guy, like his arms crossed, leaning against the back wall in the stand with no one else around him. It literally just looks like he's there on his own watching it, and just thing of beauty. But yeah, weird relationship with Barnsley away. Some good ones and some bad ones, and some sharing the same kits as well, albeit that was at Selhurst. I don't know. Yeah. How have we got this deep into Barnsley? We're playing Sheffield United, for crying out loud. They have some players returning from injury. Apparently, Sanderberg's coming back. He was listed as a Sheffield United star returning. I don't know. Sanderberg, ever heard of him, Albert?
Say, is that one of your fancy beers? No, I'm not up on my Sheffield United. You know, they've been so dog shit this season that I can't say I've seen them play. No, not seen jack shit apart from when we played them earlier in the season.
Yeah, I did, and they were a brush over, really, weren't they? There should be no reason why we shouldn't be going there trying to win this game. Although, like I say, our record there in recent times when we've gone there has been bad. Even who scored are predicting a 1-0 win to Sheffield United. So, Heskiff?
Did I write that article?
What are you saying? What do you think it's going to be?
Let's be positive for a change. 1-0.
All right, I'm going 1-0 Palace. What about you, Albert?
2-1 Crystal Palace.
2-1 Palace. Right. We'll take it. We'll take either mine or yours. I'll probably take Heskiff's, to be honest. Point's a point. Respect the point
all day.
Right. Okay. It's that important part of the show where we come to the end and we tell you what's going to happen next week and who we're playing and what's going on. And as always, I've done nothing about finding out who we're playing. So, Heskiff, let me know.
You'll be happy to hear the next game is on Tuesday.
Is that against Southampton?
Yes, it is.
So, we will be reviewing that on the next show.
And then the game after that is Sunday at home to Villa,
when we will be previewing Villa's trip to Selhurst Park.
And then the game after that is a Wednesday. So it's us forever.
We'll be at. So there's not many shows left then, is there, for the rest of the season? So we've got Villa preview and Liverpool preview. So there's only two shows left. Two shows.
And then our wonderful documentary series. Our
documentary series, which will be an off-season thing. So yeah, so we'll go looking ahead. Yeah, we'll do the Wednesday, the 12th of May. We'll record the Southampton review and Villa preview. There'll be maybe then Thursday, the 20th of May, we'll do an Arsenal review and a Liverpool preview, and that'll be it.
Are you writing this down, listeners?
Because we're certainly not, and we need reminding.
This is just, if you're still listening, fair play to you. But for us, this is just our admin. But yeah, so that's all for this week. I do believe Albert's going to play us out with his guitar here, with a little jingle to say goodnight to our listeners.
Good night, listeners.
Okay, so until next week, up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.